Good morning and welcome to the FTS bet slip on the 29th of March, Friday, and football is back. So I'm going to revert to the original format for the next 5 minutes and give you the interest mentions of the weekend and a couple of trades for today. And then we'll get to Greg from Cleethorpes and a couple of other bits. Home mentions, this one saddens me to say it, but Liverpool versus Spurs. If you get bigger than 1.6 Liverpool, I think you're doing very well. Fortunately, I'll be in the air for that game, but I think the writing is on the wall myself. So that's in the Premier League, Sunday afternoon, 4:30. Do check kickoff times. Betfair have had a few errors this morning and usually do with the clocks changing. I sort of work 2 or 3 days in advance getting things ready, and I've noticed a few and I've emailed them, I've phoned them, and I've been on Twitter to them for some other games. So just do check your kickoff times this weekend. So Liverpool versus Spurs, home mention. You want to back Liverpool and you don't really want to be laying Spurs, they're 6 points something. Championship, Villa versus Blackburn. Villa 1.62 currently. Liverpool 1.65, by the way. Anything bigger than 1.6. Villa 1.62. Anything bigger than 1.55 versus Blackburn, get involved. Barnsley versus Coventry 1.69. Again, anything bigger than 1.6. So sort of three shortish ones there. Liverpool, Villa and Barnsley. And then in Serie A, Bologna versus Sassuolo, currently 2.16. Anything over sort of 2.04 there, if you can get that on Bologna, then they're worth a punt in Serie A. I've only got one away mention, which again you may want to lay the home team, weak market, but it's Shrewsbury away to Southend. Shrewsbury are 2.44 on Betfair, but it's, as I say, a weak market. Have a look, check it nearer the off. But you may want to lay Southend, Shrewsbury. If Shrewsbury are anything better than 2.3, then you can either back Shrewsbury or you could lay Southend. So Shrewsbury away to Southend is the only away mention I've got so far. Obviously, there may be stuff as odds move over the weekend, and I will update. But at the moment, it's Liverpool, Villa, Barnsley, Bologna, the homes, and just Shrewsbury away to Southend. Nothing in Scotland, surprisingly, and thank God I hear a lot of you say. Two trades for today, 7 o'clock tonight, both of them. Orléans versus Red Star in France League 2. If it is 0-0 on 30 minutes, I'll be looking to lay a first half goal over the sort of 30 to 40 minute period. So you'll be getting in at nice low odds there in France League 2. If it's still 0-0 at half time, I'll back over 1.5 goals. I'll back it on 45 minutes. If it's still 0 65 minutes, I'll back it on 65 minutes and look to trade it from there. So 30 minutes onwards, 0-0, first half goal. If there isn't a goal, then switch to the over 1.5 market at half time. In Holland, in the Dutch Eerste Division, MVV Maastricht versus Volendam, the over 3.5. So I'll be looking to lay over 3.5 goals. It was 2.62 when I entered, when I looked. So laying that before kickoff with a view to trading it. For about 30% profit, backing it at a bigger price. So that is all the football info so far for today and the weekend. Obviously, we're back into a full programme and we will get going over the next week or so with some volume football-wise. Obviously, it's been quiet, and if you are in the UK, you can't help but be consumed by Brexit. And obviously, I've once again had some sort of tongue-in-cheek tweets and referenced it in the podcast and things like that. And of course, I do have my own views on it. But I had an email from Greg yesterday. I genuinely can't remember what I said in the podcast yesterday. I think it was yesterday's he was referring to, but it may have been the days before. I don't script them and I do just talk, but Greg basically had a go at me. you know, long old diatribe. Greg, I only know four Gregs. I know Greg from the Midlands, who's a good lad, supports West Brom, nice guy. I know Greg down in the southwest, likes his horses, he's a good lad. I know Greg, the West Ham fan, good lad, just supports West Ham. And I thought there was one more. I know Greg's the Bakers. But this Greg, I never encountered before, so I can only assume that I found him, that he's found me via the podcast. I searched his email after this email. I searched it in the FTS membership, and he doesn't join or pay for anything. But he felt that he had to write and tell me that my only role in life is football betting. I should omit politics from my podcasts. And anything else to do with that matter. And in a roundabout way, basically told me that not only should I admit it, that I'm no good at anything else. So, unfortunately for Greg, I get the podcast, Greg, to get back at these situations. Before, this would have been something that bothered me, because it was quite a bitter email, and I just sort of thought, I said to Sam last night, if I was sat now, I'm doing the football today, I wouldn't have replied to the email, wouldn't have had time. Tomorrow I'm flying to Dortmund, wouldn't have had time. It would probably played on my mind on the plane. Sunday, you know, coming back from Dortmund, it would have been on my mind, but I might not have got round to responding to it. Where the joy of the podcast, and the bit that Greg fails to grasp, is I actually record the podcast for myself. It helps me get these things out. And once I've said it, you know, that's it done and I can move on. And it's not sitting eating away at me and, oh, I must deal with that. And it was a sort of part of the therapy for me to do these, to put away shit like this or just general thoughts that come into my head. I can air them and then I'm sort of one of those people, once I've done it, I move on. I don't hold grudges with anybody, really. I just say what I've got to say and it's done. So, Greg, has basically told me that I am no good at anything and should stick at football betting, and he doesn't pay for anything, so he gets this free. And obviously, Greg, you've got the choice to listen to it or not listen to it. You don't have to listen. Nobody has to listen to this. Nobody has to read an email. We've all got free choices in the world. But I'll tackle the things that because you have basically implied, Greg, that I am no good at anything. I'm quite a good cook. Only proof I've got to give to FTS members is you can ask Suggsy, because Suggsy spoke to my wife about whether I'm a good cook, and she told him I was. Either that, or I pop round and cook somebody a meal. Good at driving, obviously. We're all good at driving. All men, aren't we? Good at driving. Good at poker. And I think I've been a good, you're the normals, father, husband, lover. Good at that. Got to prune that one. So I'm good at lots of things, Greg. Leave it out, son. I'm good at loads of things. I'm good at golf, Greg. That's something I'm good at. I don't play much anymore, but I reckon I could give anybody listening to this a good pasting. Again, the only one I've got is Suggsy, and he's run away for 4 years. But if anybody wants a golf pasting, email me. I'm quite good at that. There's loads of things I am. There's loads of things, Greg, that I am good at. How dare you say I'm or imply that I'm not, and that I'm just here to give you football bets, and that's what I should stick to. And of course, Greg, I have a view on other things in life. I have a view on politics just the same, and I'm entitled to that view. I don't ram it down people's throats. I've not in any podcast told anybody what way I voted or what there. I just have a general view. I think it's an absolute shambles. I think this lot get away with it far too often on both sides. And I urge us really as human beings to try and be better and not let them away with it. Try and do a bit more about it. You've got a chance to vote, and if there's a general election, think about what's gone on. Who knows what? I mean, it's a mess. Who knows where we're going to end up? I don't know. In 20 years' time, we might be in a fantastic situation. If we've left, it may be great. It may not. I don't think there's a human being alive, genuinely, who knows what Brexit's about. But I'm entitled to talk about it, Greg, and when it's a quiet day, I will do. And so I'm sacking you as the self-appointed fucking producer of this podcast, and go and fuck off, son, in no short terms. I'm not just here to give you free bets. That's not what it's all about. Anyway, that's that off my chest. See, now I can forget about Greg and move on. Right, I am flying to Dortmund tomorrow morning at about 5 o'clock in the morning, so I don't know the logistics of how and when I will get info to you, but I will, of course, I will be taking the microphone. I will make sure I record a podcast either at the airport or when I land. I'll do all the research and that on the way. So I will be back in the morning with that. It is great to have the football back. I do feel that I'm in for a bit of a rough weekend, and Liverpool will give us a pasting. And I think we've then got the first game in the stadium, which I'm not massively confident about. So from a Spurs point of view, it's hard. Couple of other notices. Ken, who organises my sort of roadie, organises the venues and things for these seminars, has got a few more spaces for Birmingham. They've moved us to a bigger room. So if anybody does want to come to Birmingham, then drop me a line and I will send you an email about that Monday. What I'm going to do next week, I'm going to give a free space to somebody. I've had a very good year, so I'm just going to give away a free space. If it goes to somebody, if somebody wins it that is already paid, I'll just refund your money. And if not, then and I'll think about how I'm going to do that, and I'll run a little competition next Monday or Tuesday for that. And I've obviously had a lot of interest from people who can't make seminars and this, that and the other. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to treat a few people to a drink. And I'm going to have a little day in London where I'm going to meet a certain number of you on an informal basis. I'm going to buy you all a beer and we can talk generally about punting ready for the new season. And you can sort of ask me any questions. So I'm going to get a date for that. I've got a few offices in London. So we'll meet at one of them. I've got the Parcel Yard at King's Cross, the Barrel Vault at St Pancras, the Green Man at Portland Street. So I'll pick one of my offices and I will meet you there. So I'll have details of that next week. I'll sort a date out sometime in June, I would think. And I'm going to get 10 or 12 of you along and I'm going to treat you to a good old beer, a nice drink. No Greggs allowed. And we can have a little informal chat. Just for those of you who can't make the seminars and things, it might be worth it. Or those of you starting out and aren't perhaps at seminar level, just think it'll be quite a nice thing to do. And give me a day out of my real office. So that's where we're at. Sorry for boring you about Greg. He did point out that they're called the FTS bet slip, which is quite correct. But that doesn't just mean that I'm going to stick to bets, Greg. So sod off. Have a lovely Friday, people. It's great to have the football back. And I will speak to you all on my travels to Dortmund in the morning.